No, this is a big one. They say the Christmas dramatically in Irish athletics, and it was a very, very, very significant day. You know, the big news, big news is that Letterkenny are the national senior women's champions, and that is any day in the life of an athlete and the life of athletics in Donegal, that is a very significant result. So led by Anne-Marie McGlynn, they won the team. Obviously, back in 2018, they were second team, and it was on the cards, and it was pre-race. You know, looking at the start list, you knew that it was always going to be, they were always going to be in the hunt, and it was going to be between them and Leeville. But on the day, they produced the goods. They really answered all the questions, and for the first time ever in their history, Letterkenny are the national senior women's cross-country champions. And that, again, repeating myself, but that is a very, very significant result for the Cathedral Town. So very, very, very well done to them. That scoring team, as I said, was Anne-Marie McGlynn. She led the team, as you would expect. She finished sixth. Nikita Bourke, who won the Donegal Championships just a week or two ago there, she was 18th. Christina Russell was 27th. She's the Irish University cross-country champion. And Natasha Adams was the other member of the scoring team on 38th. And they had quite a few points, well, a few points anyway to spell on, as I said, Leeville with Rohini Shamrocks in third. So that, you know, in the terms of significant victories over the year, team victories over the years, that Letterkenny senior team victory is very significant. And it was very significant as well that the lead Donegal athlete in the race was in third place. That was Roisin Flanagan of Finn Valley. She got up for third in the end up. So it was a really, really, really strong performance in the women's race. Now, Roisin Flanagan will automatically be picked for the European Cross Country Championships at Finn Valley Gael. And I would expect if there's everything goes fair and square, that her sister Elise should be also selected. So you had the two Flanagan girls on that Irish team for the European Cross Country. Elise ran in Philadelphia yesterday. She ran 26.07 for an 8K, the same distance as they ran today. And indeed, Elise ran about a minute and a half faster than the girls ran today to win the race. So, I mean, you would imagine her credentials are strong to be selected, but we'll have to wait for the selectors to make that decision. But again, well done to Letterkenny. And then, prior to that, there was another historic result from the Finn Valley Under-20 women's team. They won the National Under-20 team title, the third time in their history, actually, as a club. So it was, you know, for a young team like that, Under-19, all eligible next year, it was a very, 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 very important victory for them as well. And that team was, of course, let me just look at my notes here. That team was, of course, Under 20 was Carol Laverty. She finished 11th. You had Sarah Bradley coming back from injury over the season and 15th. And then you had Nuala Boss and Emer McCarroll. So, again, another very important result for them and a very important result for the Finn Valley Club to win the National Junior Cross Country. As I say, the third time ever in their history that they've done so. So well done to them. And what else have we from the day? Well, we had a good under Letterkenny under 14 boys team. They finished second team, so well done to them. And that team, they were beaten by Crockwell from Galway, but Rohan McMenamin, Darren Norton, Harry Shields and Jack Robinson made up that scoring Letterkenny team, and they got into the silver medal. So that was a really, really encouraging result for the young Letterkenny lads who were very evidently strong through the winter period of competition in the Donegal and Ulster Championships. Then we had another good result, and the other 16 boys from Keelan McFadden from Creasley runs with Cranford, of course. He finished sixth, and he is, of course, the Ulster champion, and he was very impressive here at Finn Valley in the under 15. So he's got a year even still in that under 16, but to finish sixth. Now, that was the best individual performance in the underage section by a Donegal athlete. Keenan McFadden of Cranford and Mark Galvin of Letterkenny finished in that particular race as well. What else have before you? Well, yes, and the under 14 girls, two Letterkenny girls making the Ulster team that actually won the interprovincial aspect of that under 14 girls story. It was Emma Bonner and indeed Anne Russell. So a good return, a really, really strong return from the Donegal clubs. The women, particularly the ladies, doing so well. That Roisin Flanagan run, for third place in the National Senior Cross Country Championships. The race was won by Michelle Finn of Leeville. And then Letterkenny, of course, that's the big, 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 big team news. Letterkenny won in the senior team. And then in the junior under 20 team, Finn Valley as well. So a great day for Donegal Athletics and ladies athletics, that is. And well done to them. So that was a very exciting day's athletics in cross country and dry conditions at Santry. And now, of course, everything's geared right now for the European Cross Country Championships, which will be held in Dublin at the Sports Campus Ireland place, which is, of course, there, and that'll be held in early December.